Good morning, I'm David Warnock and welcome to Baltimore's Future. I am excited about my guest today, Mike Flowers, who is former analytics officer for Michael Bloomberg in New York City. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the difference between using data to measure things and using data to predict things and then in fact solve problems. And where did you start out in New York? What were the first tasks that you did or problems that you addressed when Bloomberg put you in charge of the office?
So the first thing I did, my office was me. I hadn't hired anybody else yet.
Can still be an office.
So yeah. So I spent those first 6 months constituting the sole member of my office, basically kind of running through a reconnaissance effort. And that reconnaissance effort kind of went in two directions. The first was, what data does the city collect? What do we have? So I just conducted like a citywide data inventory that had never been done before. But then at the same time, I did sort of a process and history and people inventory. Right. So it's one thing to collect data and it shows up like in a spreadsheet and it's a number in, you know, a line item in an Excel file. But there's a set of humanity and buildings and history and all kinds of things and processes that generate that number. And if you don't understand that, then you're never going to understand the significance of that number. So that was that sort of two-pronged reconnaissance mission. And my high-tech tool was a whiteboard. I bought the biggest whiteboard that the budget would allow me to buy, and every day when I came back from, you know, say the Department of Buildings or the Fire Department or the Sanitation Department or the Water Department or whoever, kind of wrote up, okay, this is what I learned, this is what we know, this is what the data is, this is what the system looks like, and if I'm going to try and piece together, you know, a bad thing from all of this data so that we can figure out how to prevent that bad thing, you know, this is the challenge I'm probably looking at in terms of getting access to it.
Right.
And then leveraging it intelligently. So that went on about 6 months. And then also during that time frame, because a lot of it's just gumshoe work where you're just, you know, I was never at my desk. It was always out in the field. Then you hear from the people that are actually delivering these services what they're bitching about. You know, why are their lives more difficult than they could be? And, you know, from there you start to kind of, at the same time you're doing this reconnaissance, you're figuring out like, okay, well, this is where we could fix things. So it's very similar to what you were talking about with Commissioner Bratton. Commissioner Bratton kind of gets there and says, well, why don't we just move the purchases out, you know, onto the street? I mean, I'm sure that came from a lot of B cops telling them, this is crazy. You know, all these things are happening. Why aren't we doing this? So I don't want to kind of cast myself as somebody who came up with these great solutions. What I did was I just listened. To the people who have been doing this for years, it just that had never really kind of been percolated up.
But it sounds like the Bloomberg administration had a cadre of senior people around him that cared about the analysis of data and continued to ask questions about that data.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, it was a very data-driven government. The mayor himself every day would look up at the big tote board and say, okay, this is our response time today. Right, and this is rolling set of metrics that would roll across the screen in the bullpen, and everybody has gotten a call from him, right? Where he's like, "Why is this up? Why does it look like this today? What's going on with that?" Right.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.